Walker would exempt pension, retirement, and Social Security income from state taxes. He'd make health insurance premiums for individual plans completely tax-deductible. He favors the GOP-drafted property tax freeze that the legislature passed and Governor Jim Doyle vetoed. Only Walker would extend the freeze to 4 years. He'd also sign a so-called Taxpayer's Bill of Rights into law that would put strict limits on what state and local governments could raise from taxes. The Milwaukee County executive says he'd balance the state budget by cutting existing programs and wouldn't rule out using the Budget X on medical assistance to the poor or Wisconsin's prisons.
If you're going to be serious about holding the line on taxes, you've got to be serious about holding the line on spending. And the only way you can be serious about holding the line on spending is if you say that everything is on the table and you mean it.
As far as hard numbers go, Walker doesn't yet have any. His various tax cuts would likely cost the state millions in revenue, but he says he's not sure how much. Walker will likely face Green Bay Congressman Mark Green in the GOP primary next year for the right to take on Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Doyle has blocked much of the GOP's tax agenda over the past few years. His argument has often been that the Republican plans would gut the budgets of public schools as well as police and fire departments. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.